a walk, it's me. I might stutter when I talk, but I say what I see. I don't agree with every other little thing that's proven. I do a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
I don't know why I come here, but I know I'll never leave. It's the only place I want to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, good morning, podcasters and radio listeners of KRDO. I am Jay, and I'm your friend, the host of the Jay Garvin Show, right here, Home and Mortgage Talk, where we talk everything mortgage, everything homes, everything real estate, budgeting, economic trends, retirement, investment strategies, everything related to home and mortgage. You can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. I have full access to all of the subjects of your liking: real estate, mortgage, definitely investment properties, cash flow in retirement,
and the dreaded debt elimination.
I'm a licensed loan originator. I come from the perspective of financially getting your home in order. That's usually a team effort, not only in my own life with my wife and my children. Please understand those individuals around you, especially your relatives and children, learn more from your actions than they will from your words any day. I just sat down with my daughter and talked about, you know, her employment and job during the school year. This is her senior year, and she's got dance, and she's got athletics, and she's got school, and she's got a full schedule. But still, my wife and I are teaching her the value of a dollar. My wife is the best budgeter. I can stretch a dollar. But here on the show also, we have partners. And today, Bill McAfee is going to be joining me to talk about a very exciting subject. I only get to do this like twice a year. So with a proverbial drum roll, Matt, today's show is titled The Economic Update, 2023, the first half of the year for the Pikes Peak region, with Bill McAfee. And there is so much going on in the Pikes Peak region and the Colorado Springs immediate and greater metropolitan area that I just wanted to share it with you. I'm so excited. I just did an entire show dedicated to the U.S. Space Command. That alone is a lifetime decision, transition that this city will take. That is up there with Camp Carson coming here after World War II. That's on par with Ent Air Base being transitioned to the Olympic Training Center, to the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame locating in Colorado Springs, to the coveted Air Force Academy. I mean, winning that was a lifetime achievement, and this is forever going to change our community. The Olympic Training Center, and now the museum, and we have the Air Force Academy, Peterson Air Force Base, now going to be the Space Force Academy as well, and now, of course, the Space Force headquarters. But there's so much more than that. We've got right in front of me the economic update. Going to have a good time with Bill McAfee as he just celebrated 20 years of Empire Title, which is quite an achievement in this industry, especially with the ebbs and flows. And if you want to get a hold of me directly, 719-330-1457. I would love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. I'm going to give you the bottom line up front with this economic update show, is that right now there is more opportunity in real estate in Colorado Springs than there's ever been in the history of this great city and metropolitan area. With Space Force coming in here, we're going to talk about articles of aerotechnology companies, the expanded cyberspace, the expanded military contractor presence that comes with the coveted location of a command. The Army has a command. The Air Force has a command. There's a Naval Command, of course, a Coast Guard command, and now a Space Force command. And no other of those headquarters have ever shifted after they've been adopted. So it's forever going to continue a progressive change for Colorado Springs. things, and that means real estate and the opportunity within this community is going to continue to grow. And right now, with interest rates high, there is a rare opportunity to get affordable real estate. And I share with people, when you're considering a purchase, you want to marry your home when you purchase it, but only date your rate. Right now, you can get a home for $50,000 less than you could get it last summer. That is a fact, and I'm going to go into the details of that in today's show. So who cares if you have to pay $500 more a month for that house because you're ahead, taking $50,000 divided by 500. You're ahead 100 months over 8 years. So it's time to invest in Colorado Springs. Don't go anywhere. We're going to give you the economic update and all the details right after these important messages.
Baby.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business. Well, welcome back. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'm Jay Garvin's, your host. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. I would love to earn your business for your next purchase or refinance transaction, especially if you are interested in investment property ownership. But today I'm dedicating the next two segments, the lion's share of this show, for the economic update, the mid-year update, all the way through June, and we'll include July as well, seeing that we're here with Bill McAfee, the president of Empire Title and founder. Bill, how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing very good. What is today, the 17th?
It is the 17th, and
I'm good for the next 14 days.
For the next 14 days, because in 14 days, you officially retire.
I am. I will stay on as a consultant, and I'll do some other fun stuff, but as far as day-to-day stuff, my alarm does not get set anymore.
That's just amazing. I'm so envious and proud of you. I was talking to my COO, Matt Clark, who runs all of Churchill, and we joke around a lot where I was on the phone with him today, and I said, we are really encouraging my daughter to take a gap year to pursue dance and to just decide what she wants to do academically. And Matt's like, Jay, I run a billion-dollar company, and I'd love to take a gap year. Because mortgage, real estate, title has been crazy.
Yep.
If any of you want to reach out to me or Bill to say happy retirement for him, 719-330-1457. He had one heck of a retirement party this last Friday, actually at the barn right off of Bott Avenue with the cowboy hats and Western attire and dirt floor. That was a party for all parties, my friend.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Jimmy and Shay, who own that, and they also own Bloom's Mill Hill Saloon. And so it was amazing that they let us use it, and on a short notice. So if you're out there, kids, thank you guys very much. I want to thank Leanne and Zahn and Leslie, and then especially our managers that went in there, Ashley and Jamie Mayers and Macy and Brenda, just people that helped out huge. We had about 300 people at that thing.
Yeah, it was a heck of an event, and you had an amazing food truck, and you had amazing entertainment, and that dessert truck was dangerous.
I've never seen so much ice cream.
The ice cream everywhere. And, you know, from the Cayman Islands, I think you brought your big, sexy nickname right to this event.
From Cayman Islands to you.
Cayman Islands to you. And as I'm looking at these July statistics, my friend, it's laying out almost identical, like you reading the tea leaves at the beginning of the year. You were going to say at the beginning of the year, as I recap the predictions, that you said, you know what, we're going to be flat to down 5%. And the bottom line up front is that the average household price is down 1.6% from this time last year. And the median price is down 3%. And we've only had 1 month where it's been flat and no months that it's been up.
Yeah,
we're not cratering like some communities,
right?
But it's right at that zero to negative 5% on any given month.
Well, and Jay, you know, one of the things that and I talked to you before we came on, that I want to put a backdrop on this that I think, I don't know that a lot of people are sincerely thinking about. You know, we still have an inverted yield curve, and I don't want to go into that because it's complicated. But typically, 80% of the time we have an inverted yield curve, we go to a recession. I'm not sure that recession is going to happen because we have something that's happening right now we've never had before, and that's the amount of money that the Federal Reserve has pumped in to our economy. It's very strange. But I want to throw one other thing, too, because I keep hearing people say they think mortgage rates are going to go down. I'm going to say this. China right now is very interesting because two very big things. One, over the last 10 years, China has, to give people jobs and stuff, they set infrastructure, even though there wasn't a demand for it. And so they built all these freeways, all these buildings, and now there's no one in them. And Jay, what that's caused is one of the largest real estate development firms in China right now, they don't think are going to be able to pay back the debt that they borrowed during the time to do that. Japan, who China is their number one trading partner, Japan right now, the number of exports that's going to China is dropping dramatically. You're seeing the major rating agencies are looking at downgrading China. Here's the bottom line, Jay, and this is what it comes back here. If China continues on the path that they're on and going down, it's likely that, first of all, the supply chain is not going to get that much better, which means inflationary pressure will still be on getting goods here. If China doesn't take our imports, like they don't have a demand, that's going to lessen our imports. But the bottom line that's going to do is that's going to keep inflationary pressures on us, which the feds are likely to continue to push rates. And that's what the bond yields do not like. And that's what we're seeing. And you and I talked about it just a second ago. The 10-year went to 4.3. We haven't seen that since 2007. If you want to know what the 30-year is going to do, add 3 points to the 10-year, and that's where we're at. And I, throughout the end of the year, I just don't see, rates may come down some, but I right now, with all the outside pressures that I'm seeing, I'm just not seeing it. But I just want to throw that out there for your listeners, because it isn't just influence coming from inside the United States right now that's causing these bond yields to do what they're doing. We're being influenced by China outside right now. And I believe that influence is going to continue. And if they start to hurt and they don't pay those loans, those huge real estate development loans, and they start to get downgraded, that's going to push interest rates across the world, because the United States had ours downgraded here not long ago by Moody's. So it's going to be more expensive for us to borrow, more expensive for them to borrow, which again is going to push inflation. So the key factor here, until the feds are confident that inflation is not a problem, I think they're going to keep pushing the short-term rates, and the bond yields hate that.
Yes,
and that's what's driving the bond yields up. And so I'm just not seeing a quick, you know, I heard people say that at the beginning of this year, we'd be 5.5, you know, by this summer. Well, we're, 7.3 right now.
7.3. Yep. And I tried to sell a house. This is not statistical numbers in the Gazette. With Justin Hermes, I literally took a really nice house. Listen to this, folks. Right in Divine Redeemer, 8 blocks north of the Air Force Academy on Union.
The training center?
West of Union, the Olympic Training Center and Boulder Park. It's west of Union and south of Uinta. And that house would have sold for $510,000, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, master suite, all brick, 1954 house with a detached garage, very beautiful, for $510,000. And Justin said, we had a hot February and March, which we did, most activity of the year proportionately. And he said, if your tenant is going out, you can throw some money into that house. Let's get it to the market at $479,900, so $480,000. Bill, in 30 days, we made one adjustment from $479,000 down to $450,000. Only four people looked at it. We were ahead of the market, better price than anybody. And at $450,000, we pulled it off the market because we had no offers. And my friend, I went from $1,725 to $2,325, a $600 $1 increase. So the rental market is as hot as ever because nobody's buying. But that's an indication of how cautious the consumer sentiment is right now, my friend. That's real life. I've had over 6 people I've consulted this week to say, hey, if you think you're going to sell that house in Monument for $450,000, you're just mistaking yourself. You're going to have to go down to $400,000 or pull it off the market. I've had agents come up to me to say, I have 8 listings and I dropped 4 because they didn't move. I'm excited I got 4. And it's all 100% this bond market, the mortgage-backed securities, and everything involved with it, period.
And right now, I mean, if you look at it, Jay, everything's up. Fuel's up. You've got property taxes up. You've got interest rates up. People are paying credit card debt at 22% right now.
Oh, more than that, you know, 28%, Bill.
And they just can't. There is no way. And if you look at the true facts, credit card debt's at an all-time high. Savings is at an all-time low. Mm-hmm. People are afraid. And so with all this stuff going on, we're down about 25% in number of sales year over year. And right now, I think that will go down through, in other words, I think that will get worse through the end of the year. You know, I don't think we're going to pick up that pace. And so we'll end up at least down 25% or more by the end of the year.
25% for inventory?
Fewer sales than last year.
Fewer sales, mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now, as of mid-year.
And we're 20, roughly rounds to 25% right now.
Right now. And, so that's going to hold steady.
And I don't see it getting better. And I think we're going to have a normal winter, of which we haven't, you know, we had one because of the interest rates last year. And I really believe we're going to see one this year where people can just go to the sidelines, you know, during the winter months, kind of sit there and watch. And so, Jay, but if you think about that, too, the other deal to bring number of listings back into the market, there's a lot of people sitting out there with 2.5%, 3.5% mortgage loans. You know, they're going to do everything they can not to sell those properties.
Yeah, or not to refinance them.
Absolutely.
If you call Churchill Mortgage right now, I'll give you a consultation on what you do with your unsecured debt. But of every 5 people we sit down with, Bill, we find creative ways to say, let's not touch your first mortgage.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and actually sell some investments or even retirement to get rid of that debt.
Yep.
Because money saved is money earned.
Yep.
But also on the flip side, because we don't want to report doom and gloom. This is an amazing time. I have more buyers that are excited. This month alone, I have 8 closings just with my small team, but 4 out of 8 of those closings are investment property purchases,
right?
Because people are getting houses for $50,000 less than they were last year, and they're laughing and dancing all the way to the closing, Bill, because they're only paying $500 more, and they're ahead for 100 months or 8 years. We know things are going to correct in 8 years. We can't read the tea leaves to see if it's going to be next year, 2025, or 2026.
Well, and a cool thing, Jay, that you just hit the nail on the head here is seller concessions are picking up huge, and that's money that buyers, in essence, get from the sellers to help them pay for all their loan costs. When the market was hot, there weren't many seller concessions. I just saw a deal the other day that the buyers literally needed. They needed about $8,000 in seller concessions to make the deal work. And at first, the seller was like, ugh, because sellers haven't needed to do that. And finally, when it came down to the end, the seller finally said, you know what? I'm going to get this house sold. We're going to give you $8,000. And this was a $400,000-some-odd house. I mean, that it was big in the concessions.
Yeah.
And we are seeing that more. And I'm also seeing the builders are giving huge concessions, huge incentives, you know, to just to move product right now. So for buyers, this market is so much better than it was a year ago, even though rates are high. And that's where, Jay, they need to work with you. They need to figure out, you know, you and I have talked about this before. There's assumptions out there, you know, for people that can do those. And so there's ways to get in. We are starting to see some short sales again. Nothing like we did in 08, 9, 10, 11, 12, but there are some. So, and again, buyers are getting deals on those, you know, on those short sales. So there is opportunity for the buyers out there that weren't there when this market was as red hot as it was.
Yeah, and we're still around 2,000 homes on the market.
2,500 when,
I mean, because that's still historically low. We need to get
3,500 is typical.
It's typical. And get this, we just literally as a team went under contract with a buyer. We referred to Amy from a Greg Luchek team up at Keller Williams. Single mom buying a single family home downtown in Colorado Springs. $225,000 with seller concessions, my friend. Yeah. I mean, that's been gone since 2018.
Absolutely.
That would have been a $300,000 house plus.
Yeah.
So so there's so much opportunity out there. You know, the bottom line up front, I said, as we go through this economic update, seriously consider a purchase. Warren Buffett says, when others are greedy, be fearful, but also the opposite, when others are fearful, be greedy and be ready, Bill, because this market is not devastated for sellers or buyers. It's just like you said, it's, what did you say, back to normal? What did you call it?
Rushing back to normal.
Rushing back to normal.
I mean, that's what we're doing. I mean, it's, you know, interesting. You said Buffett, he just bought a lot of stock in the home builders.
Yeah.
Because he sees that they're going to be the ones that comes up with the inventory. So, I mean, and that is. And builders, they got to get through all the red tape and all the government bureaucracy. But that is because we just talked about it. A lot of people aren't going to sell. A positive thing that I'm going to tell you for buyers that is happening, when we look at long-term running averages, the number of listings is going up, and that's the properties that are available for sale, and the number of sales is going down.
Yeah.
And so that used to be they were going in the opposite direction, and that's why we were seeing homes go up at 18%. You know, this year we're down 3 on median going through, and I think we'll end up there or maybe even a little worse than that.
Yeah.
So for buyers, I think there's going to be opportunities, even though rates are up, there's going to be opportunities because I still believe because rates have gone up, you don't have the demand that you did. Therefore, and we still have a shortage in single-family residential homes. I mean, I can prove it looking through the data. I'll argue with anybody out there. In single-family residential homes, we still have a shortage. We just don't have that crazy demand that we had when we had the 2.5% and 3.5% interest rates.
Yeah, and it's just phenomenal the number of opportunities we have in Colorado Springs. I mean, with the Space Command alone, Bill, I want to go through the numbers. I'm going to carry you over the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-330-1457. I can get you a copy of the economic update and help you understand this market and how fortunate we are. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, right in the middle, actually, of the mid-year economic update with Bill McAfee. We've talked about the basics that in real estate, we're exactly where Bill predicted in January of this year. We'll do a follow-up, of course, in January of next year or December of this year. Average price year-to-date is just down a little bit, almost even at 1.6 below even. Median's down about 3%. The big thing is 24.5%, Bill, less units sold this year. Inventory is up almost 100%. It's doubled, and we need that to 97.7%. And then the number of listings are up 39.6% or 40%, but they're not selling
as fast as they were. No, they're not selling as fast as they were.
But we still have got days on market at 27, and that felt so much longer than that.
We got
July
down to 6 days, Jay.
We got,
at one point, we got down during that craziness, which is unreal, and that's where sellers still are struggling. 27 days normal in our market is 50 to 60.
And we needed this, Bill. This is exciting news. You were going to say, when you step back and look at all of the economic update, there's two things that really stick out with you. Share that with the radio listeners.
A couple of things that are very interesting. When the market was as hot as it was and people are paying $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 over the top of the list price, they were doing appraisal gap guarantees. Well, what happened is that made those conventional loans very valuable because those were easy if you had to pay more than what the appraised value was. It was much easier to do it with that than it was an FHA or a VA. But the other part of the FHA was the mortgage insurance got so darned expensive that people just didn't want to pay that mortgage insurance. Well, what happened this year? They cut that almost in half. So the mortgage insurance, not quite, but it's almost in half. So the advantage is going to be, and I'm talking to your buyers out there too. Now, if you're VA, obviously you can go VA and you don't have to have anything down.
Yeah.
So those are perfect for your veterans out there. But for people who are not veterans, FHA loans, now you're not going to have to bring 20% down. You may be 5 to 10% down.
With a very reasonable PMI or MIP, mortgage insurance premium.
Because it's gone down. So Jay, from last year, that's doubled. That used to be 6% of the total loans. It's gone to 12%.
12% of all the loans are now FHA. And what's the other big segment that has exploded?
This has shocked me because, you know, when people were saying cash was king last year?
Yes.
Cash really wasn't king. It was conventional loans. People didn't give a damn whether you brought cash or conventional, because on those conventional loans, you could still, as long as your lender was good with that on a conventional loan, you could bring $70,000 over the top of the appraisal and be just fine. So who cared if it was cash or if it was conventional? Well, we have a phenomenon, in my opinion, Jay, that's going on right now. People are freaked out about what's going on in the stock market. They're freaked out about just everything.
Yeah.
So I think people are putting cash into real estate as part of a hedge, you know, and typically real estate is a great hedge against inflation. And so I can tell you, I know a person right now that's selling a home here in Colorado Springs. They've already built a big home in Florida. It's worth a lot of money. They're going to take the home that they sell here and they're going to take that money back there and pay that off. And they're going to sink that in. The house is going to be free and clear. Now, Florida has $1 million home exemption too, so it makes some sense legally to do that. But we're seeing that. That was running. That has increased about 6%.
Absolutely.
That used to be about 10% of the stuff. That right now is 16%. I think that's going to continue to grow as people will take money and they're going to, I wouldn't be surprised to see part of them pull money out of their pension plans at some point.
I'm telling you, Bill, you have a Notre Dame's approach to this, because this year I've had more than 10 clients without badgering for me, because I've been a big real estate guy for 25 years, real estate. It's now 70% of Marlo and my wealth, let alone our residual income, that have cashed out of their 401ks and put it into real estate. And they're smart, because these people are putting 25 to 30% down on the house and then doing a 15-year mortgage. Because folks, your interest rate doesn't matter one-tenth at a 15-year mortgage what it means at a 30-year mortgage, because your $300,000 mortgage bill at 6% as opposed to 7% on a 15-year loan is only about $100, because so much of it is focused on principal reduction in that amortization schedule. Right. So that's more difficult to understand. Biggest thing, Bill, is that we're not like Illinois, California, Michigan. There's really a dismal picture. I mean, this announcement for the Space Command could not have come at a better time. For all of Colorado was rallying behind El Paso County. When's the last time we've seen that? I mean, John Southers and Paulus, the governor, hugging in the streets, and, you know, all
doing
of a sudden
fives.
our new mayor is all of a sudden a space force expert. You know, everybody wants on the bandwagons, right. But just the listings, Bill, in the Gazette themselves, if you go through and you see that new aerospace technology group expanding, new satellite wanting to come here, everywhere.
And cybersecurity still
and
is
cybersecurity,
massive.
More grants coming.
Yep.
And only 10% of our population is military. We can't go repeat our past.
Right.
But Bill, with the mid-year report card, where do you sit on real estate? In the last couple minutes here, do you see us ahead or behind your predictions? And give some detail.
Yeah. As far as price goes, I think as long as the geopolitical events are happening in China, Russia, places like that, I look for prices to even drop more than what they have up to this point. You know, I look for them, we're down at 3 on median, 1.6. I think you could be down 2 to 3 on average, and I think you could be 3.5, maybe 4% down on the median prices. I think the houses, once we get to the end of the year, will actually be a little bit worse than where we're at now. We're down roughly, if you round it, to 25%. I think you could see that at 26%, maybe 27 by the end of the year, worse than it was last year. And just because everyone doesn't know where things are going, keep in mind we're running into an election year, which is always unpredictable.
Yeah,
at
it's
best.
Just going to be an absolute swinging pinata with everybody taking their jabs.
And so I think for buyers it's going to be good. I think for sellers, if you didn't buy in the last part of 21 or the first part of 22, you're probably fine.
Yeah.
But if you did buy in the last part of 21 or first part of 22, that's where you're upside down.
Yeah, and you need to stay in that house 10 years.
Absolutely.
Don't fret. Warren Buffett says don't sell at the bottom of the market. Right now, folks, Warren Buffett says buy low and sell high. And right now is the time to buy, Bill. And the thing that concerns me the most out of everything that I did not see in January, I predicted that it would take till 2025 for the median rent to hit $2,000. I based the three houses investment property. When I re-rented the house that I could not sell, in one adjustment, Bill, I went from $1,725 to $2,325, $600 a month adjustment in my least desirable rental property. The rest are west of I-25. I'm very concerned for the tenants and what they're paying in rent, but very, very encouraged on individuals that own.
Yeah, no, it's, as an owner in real estate, it's a great hedge against inflation.
And absolutely.
So it's like, for me, it's a tangible asset. It's something you can touch. Typically, it can't be manipulated. And by that, what I mean, if I own stock in a high-tech sector and you have problems in other high-tech sectors, it knocks your stock down.
Yeah.
That's typically not going to happen with real estate.
I just cashed out of over $250,000 from one of my big investors because I'm like, you can't guarantee 5% growth. I can go get that with a certificate of deposit right now. So
T-bills.
Bill, high five, my friend. Hey, great update. Look forward to seeing you next month.
Absolutely.
And don't anybody else, please don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap up this economic update in the final segment, and I've got a surprise for you and an individual to introduce you to that you've never heard from before and the largest cause of my life, my wife and I, right after the break. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
So check it out. Where does our time go?
A broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you out.
Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Please reach out to me directly at 719-330-1457. What an amazing opportunity to have Bill McAfee on for an extended period of time. I appreciate your patience. Our mid-year economic update came in August because Bill was so busy vacationing at the Cayman Islands. And I promised you a surprise this segment. Not only do I have a surprise guest, but this surprise guest is actually an existing close friend with Bill McAfee. So I'm going to wrap up the economic update. And I spoke with you how I did a dedicated program with the Space Command. We can know interest rates. We can know real estate values. But the vibrance of our community is so important. When other communities are struggling, we have all of these outside sourced companies and ventures that are coming in and around the Space Command, in and around cybersecurity, in and around the beautiful environment that we have. So the bottom line up front with this economic update is take a deep breath. Don't worry about the real estate values. They haven't gone anywhere. Interest rates have just suppressed them. Like Bill McAfee said, you may want to consider how much money you have in the traditional markets, because real estate is always a safe place during recessionary hedges, and that's where we're at. My wife and I are buying another house this year because Warren Buffett even says, when others are fearful, be greedy, and when interest rates are very, very alarming to individuals, you need to step forward and just understand the concept to marry your home when you purchase it, but date your rate. Understand rental rates are higher than they've been proportionately in the entire history of Colorado Springs. That is really something that hurts my heart for tenants, but that's amazing for individuals that are investing in this community. And buying an investment property is investing in this community. And talk about investing in community. My wife and I have prayed a great deal over the last 6 months how to add on more causes that we step forward forward for. Because when your life gets tough, we realize we have first world concerns when we're talking about, you know, the expense of our eggs, when people in Hawaii right now are going without water and even a place to live, that they don't even know where their loved ones are. They've just been unaccounted for and disappeared. But also, my wife and I have had a very strong passion for the unborn child and just protecting life itself through Life Network and Rich Bennett. But now my wife and I have expanded that further, where we opened up an enormous door when we went to see the movie Sound of Freedom. And we said we absolutely have to bring awareness to child trafficking, period. Basically, for Marlo and Jay Garvin's to say, and Churchill Mortgage, Colorado Springs branch, and Churchill to say, God's children are not for sale. So I went on this journey, like this dog in a squirrel park that I am, all over the world, all over the place, all over the radio, all over the waves, that we are going to have an awareness event, if you're interested, on the 16th of September. That's a Saturday afternoon at 2:15 p.m. for a movie showing at 2:45 p.m. for The Sound of Freedom. Angel Studios says pay it forward. Well, Marlo and I are going to specifically pay it forward for you. Not to be independently entertained, but to be called to step forward. And I've got a new friend of mine, an amazing longtime friend of Bill McAfee, that is actually the director of Reclaiming Hope, an incredible organization here right in Colorado Springs, where they care for survivors of sex trafficking at the point of recovery and during their restoration by addressing their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Suze, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Jay. I'm thrilled to be here today with you and help your listeners understand trafficking is happening right here in Colorado Springs.
Tell us about that in the FBI report.
Well, the FBI just came out yesterday with the information from raids that were carried out in July all across the nation. In Colorado alone, there were 27 victims that were recovered
In Colorado. This is our backyard.
In Colorado Springs this past spring, one of our investigative law enforcement detectives did a survey and found in one 24-hour period here in El Paso County, there were 800-plus ads for sex services online. It is happening right here. There are families like one of the girls who was freed in the raid that the FBI did in July, whose father had been trafficking her for drug money.
That is just disgusting. And you provide a specific service, which to me I'd never heard of before. I mean, you have actual physical donations that you give. Explain that in a minute or so.
We do something called Hope Bags, and it takes the entire Colorado Springs community to rally with us and to help us with those Hope Bags. They contain the new clothes, the comfort items, the hygiene items that a victim needs when they are recovered by law enforcement. We provide them all across the nation to any of the law enforcement who request them, so they're equipped to meet the immediate needs.
And someone right here in the community for what, approximately $150, can help you with that?
Absolutely. They can also go on our website, reclaiming-hope.org, and take a look at the items. We collect all brand new items that go into those bags. We, last year in 2022, between that and our Christmas stocking program, we shipped out over 38,000 individual items that went across the nation for the sake of survivors. Locally, we also walk with survivors who have come out of the life and are trying to take off the label survivor, who want to figure out, how do I reintegrate and live successfully, live with hope?
And people can get involved now. You have an upcoming gala. In the last minute, can you share the details of that? And don't be alarmed, folks. You're going to hear a lot more about Reclaiming Hope as I promote this movie awareness event. But tell us about your gala in the last minute.
September 10th, a Sunday afternoon from 5 to 8, we'll be holding our annual fundraiser. At that event, it is the only time of the year that I ask a survivor to get up and talk about her experience with others. We're premiering a video we've done of two of the women we walk with. We'll have a silent auction. We'll be raising money to expand and undergird the services that we give to actual survivors. We use mentors who are people in the community. If you come to the dinner, you'll hear about this and much more. It is September 10th at City Hub on Austin Bluffs. Go to our website.
Yes. Thank you so much, Suze. We are going to hear from her and Reclaiming Hope again. Remember, go to
Reclaiming-Hope.
Oh, Reclaiming-Hope.org to get set for her upcoming event and also to just donate immediately, take a stance for action. Suze, thank you so much for coming on. And I want to share with you folks, the 16th of September, this is the very first of this announcement, a awareness event where we are going to do a private screening for The Sound of Freedom. And this movie focuses on human trafficking, in this case, child trafficking, which is a horrific, growing atrocity. I will give you all of the statistics, all of the information in the coming weeks. We have more than 100 seats reserved. So call me at 719-330-1457 if you're interested in this. And with everything that I've shared with you, a previous podcast and radio show about life beyond real estate, and my mantra that I share at every show at the end, go grow and prosper. Tell somebody close to you that you love them, because the real estate, the mortgage, your possessions, or your troubles do not matter in the end. It's just how you've affected the kingdom of God, your relationship with others around you, and namely Jesus Christ, because you can't take anything else with you, folks. So I'm very excited to share with you in the coming weeks this event. In the coming weeks, I have three more nonprofits that I want to share with you that I have had conversations and vetted. Suze is someone right here. Reclaiming Hope is someone right here in Colorado Springs. So you want to reach out to her directly. If you are confused and you don't know how to reach out, just call me at 719-330-1457. Go grow and prosper. Thank you for listening to The Jay Garvin Show. And call me at 719-330-1457 and create an action plan off of the economic update so you can be better prepared at the end of the year, just like I know you are mid-year. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you what about it when I see you again.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you